Lucia was 7 weeks pregnant and at our center for an ultrasound. She was relying on family support to help her through the pregnancy, and so she brought her mom along to the appointment. When the baby appeared on the screen, Lucia's mom turned to her and exclaimed, "It's true." She had seen her little grandchild and believed the truth. Lucia herself chose life for her baby and is well on her way to completing our prenatal parenting course. A valuable service we provide our clients is consistently offering them truth, whether they are sorting through options related to an unintended pregnancy or healing from a past abortion decision. When someone offers us truth, our part is to believe what's true rather than believe a lie. Truth is extremely important to Jesus. Think of how many times he said, "Truly I say to you, truly I say to you." At least 30 times he said that in the book of Matthew alone. And the book of John lets us know that every time Jesus spoke, what he said was the truth. The Spirit inside Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is called the Spirit of Truth. And we see that Jesus himself is truth. He says in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So it's no surprise when Jesus highlights the simple logic of believing what's true. He asks in John 8:46, "If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me?" We can echo that question today. When we encounter truth, why would we not believe it? Let's choose to believe what's true, even when it might feel easier to believe a lie. Ultimately, it is the truth that sets us free.